www.thebrainfarm.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. It's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
As we launch into hour number three, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on this site are totally free, so do enjoy those. Again, they're on us, freetalklive.com. Well, I said we're going to talk about killing the FCC, and I mean it. In fact, Jack Schaefer, Slate.com, means it as well. And here's his vision, and I think it's pretty good. He says, suppose Congress had established in the early 19th century a federal publications commission to regulate the newspaper, magazine, and newsletter business. The supporters of the FPC would have argued that such regulation was necessary because paper pulp-grade timber is a scarce resource, and this scarcity made it incumbent upon the government to determine not only who could enter the publication business, but also where. Hence, the FPC would issue publication licenses to the best applicants and deny the rest. Whenever an aspiring publisher pointed out that timber wasn't scarce at all, that huge groves of trees in Canada and the Western Territories made it plentiful, and that he wanted to start a new publication based on this abundance, an FPC commissioner would just talk down to him. He'd explain that because somebody had discovered additional timber didn't mean that the scarcity problem was over. It only meant that timber was relatively less scarce than before. He'd go on to say that the FPC needed to study how to best exploit this new timber before issuing new licenses. Based on the notion of scarcity, the FPC would have evolved a power to prohibit licensees from using their paper for anything but publishing the kind of print product that the FPC had authorized.
That's correct.
No using that licensed paper to print party invitations or menus or handbills or facial tissue, the FPC would mandate, and so on. Now, the absurd regulatory agency that I imagine here is only slightly more absurd than the Federal Communications Commission, which has exercised even greater control over the radio spectrum.
Really has. I mean, for the longest time, they had the fairness doctrine in place, and the Democrats...
Have you read this?
No.
Oh, okay, because that's the next sentence.
Okay. They had the fairness doctrine in place, and the Democrats are actually talking about bringing the fairness doctrine back, and essentially what the fairness doctrine was every time you brought on a one-party member, you had to give equal time to the other party.
Yep, in fact, it was in effect until the mid-1980s. All broadcasters had to obey it, and instead of tempting an FCC inquiry, most broadcasters just avoided airing any controversial views.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from bottling up debate, what the FCC really excelled at was postponing the creation of new technologies. It stalled the emergence of such feasible technologies as FM radio, pay television, cell phones, satellite radio, and satellite TV. I remember a story a while back about cell phones that... AT&T had applied for testing permits or whatever back in the 40s or something like that?
Some ridiculous amount of time.
As Declan McCullough wrote in 2004, if the FCC had been in charge of the World Wide Web, we'd still be waiting for its standards engineers to approve of the first web browser.
Yeah.
That's serious.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is.
Although today's FCC is nowhere near as controlling as earlier FCC incarnations, it still treats the radio spectrum like a scarce resource that its bureaucrats must manage for the public good, even though the government's scarcity argument has been a joke for half a century or longer. The almost uniformly accepted modern view is that the information carrying capacity of the airwaves is not static. That capacity is a function of technology and design architecture that inventors and entrepreneurs throw at spectrum.
You know, actually, Ian, you'll have to correct me if I'm wrong on this. These HD radios that they have out now, there are stations within the bandwidth of the old stations.
That's correct.
So they're broadcasting the old stations.
Something like
on
up
the
to
old
four
band.
Stations on the same bandwidth.
Yeah, they're broadcasting the old station on the old bandwidth and the HD station inside that bandwidth.
To paraphrase this forward-thinking 1994 paper, and then he links to it, the old ideas about spectrum capacity are out, new ones about spectrum efficiency are in. Almost everywhere you look, spectrum does more work or is capable of doing more work than ever before. For instance, Digital television compresses more programming and less spectrum than its analog cousin. As the processing chips behind digital broadcasting grow more powerful, spectrum efficiency will rise. Ever more efficient fiber optic cables have poached long-distance telephone traffic from microwave towers. And this has freed up spectrum in the microwave area for new use by cell phone companies. Other examples of spectrum efficiency, low-power broadcasts of all sorts allow the reuse of spectrum, as everyone who uses a Wi-Fi router at work or home listens to a low-power FM radio station knows. New technologies that share spectrum without interfering with existing licensed users exist. In this bit of advocacy, an industry group gee-whizzes about the spectrum efficiencies promised by cognitive radios, smart antennas, ultra-wideband devices, mesh networks, WiMAX, software-defined radios, and other real-world technology. The spectrum bounty possibilities are so colossal that some members of the media reform movement even subscribe to them. The Prometheus Radio Project, best known for promoting low-power FM radio, accepts one estimate that spectrum capacity might increase... This is a stunning number, might increase 100,000-fold in coming years. Whoa. If the spectrum cow can give that much milk, why do we need regulators to ration the airwaves as parsimoniously as they do?
We don't.
Former FCC chief economist Thomas Hazlett accuses the FCC of overprotecting existing spectrum users at the expense of aspiring new users. Gee, government never does that, does it?
Well, it's not just that's what government's for. One of the large reasons is it protects its friends. In this case, its friends are people that have paid in order to be on the dial, and it punishes its enemies, the people that they're not going to let be on the dial,
or the people that just can't afford to pay.
You know,
they get punished too.
Well, yeah, in this case, but those people are the enemies of the people that have paid.
Yeah.
Because you want to be on the dial. And the person that suffers, the end consumer. Now,
right.
The consumers in radio don't buy radio. They, they listen to it and they buy the advertising.
Correct.
But they're still the end consumer who suffers. They have fewer options of things
less
to
choice.
Listen to. And they, as a result, they want these options, so they're willing to go pay for them from satellite radio. They're willing to go pay for them from the internet radio shows and things like
satellite that. Satellite radio is a direct result of the failure of the FCC.
Because satellite radio is significantly more expensive to produce than regular terrestrial radio.
Right, you got to launch a satellite, rent the time on the satellite, or whatever it's those costs are. They're still in the
black.
Different
than putting a big metal stick in the air.
All right, so the commission generally delays making... And by the way, this is what government does all over the place. In fact, Mark, you've got a story coming up here, hopefully, about some major companies calling for more regulations in other industries. The commission generally delays making decisions about new spectrum allocations, and these delays cost the new entrants money. Hazlett eloquently catalogs the rope-a-doping offenses committed against spectrum aspirants by the FCC and the existing airwave industries, and then he links to that. And again, we'll give you this link on our bulletin board system so you can check all these out for yourself. A classic example of FCC overprotection was the subject of a recent column of mine. The FCC issued rules in 2000 that limited the number of potential low-power FM stations, which are stations up to, I believe, 100 watts, to 2,300, when according to Hazlett's calculations, the dial could accommodate 98,000 under the existing interference rules.
Wow.
Congress overruled the FCC and passed a law that essentially limited the number of LPFM stations to about 1,300 and then locked them out of the top 50 urban markets. So Congress stepped in and said, whoa, FCC, you're being way too liberal.
Apparently.
Technology, we've got to protect our existing National Association of Broadcasters members.
Wow.
Technology alone can't bring the spectrum feast to entrepreneurs and consumers. More capitalism, not less, charts the path to abundance. Hazlett and others, going back to economist Ronald Coase in 1959, have advocated the establishment of spectrum property rights and would leave it to the market to reallocate the airwaves to the highest bidders. Such a price system would tend to encourage the further expansion of spectrum capacity. Owners would be allowed to repurpose the spectrum that they own, using, say, AM radio frequencies to carry pictures, as long as they didn't interfere with the spectrum of others. Companies in control of spectrum would even be free to subdivide their frequencies and rent it out to customers by the minute for the broadcast and reception of data. If that last example sounds too weird for words, think of it this way. You rent a chunk of subdivided spectrum every time you make or take a cell phone call.
True.
Yes, it can be done, ladies and gentlemen. And yes, I completely agree. We do not need the FCC at all.
We don't. You know, they don't provide us with anything.
world of arbitration, the judicial system should be more than enough.
And the off button.
And the off button to provide any regulation that's necessary. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned and operated since 1947. Earth friendly. Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well, both completely free at freetalklive.com. How close were the philosophies of Nietzsche and the Nazis? Well, check out the fascinating new DVD by Dr. Stephen Hicks, available at Laissez-Faire Books. How did the Nazis come to power in one of the most educated and civilized countries in the world? And was Nietzsche's philosophy the inspiration? Check out this and many other books and videos on liberty at LFB.com. That's Laissez-Faire Books, LFB.com. I know you had a concern about the FCC thing, the disillusion or the destruction of the FCC.
Take the calls.
But we got to go to the phones.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a moment. Paul in Maryland, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Paul.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Hey. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, I have a proposal that I want yours and Mark's opinion on. You guys are talking about privatization insurance against the government.
Yes.
And you know, I'm a free stater. You know, I'm part of the Free State Project as well.
Excellent.
And one of my concerns that I talk to, I talk to a lot of people on a daily basis of trying to get them to join up. And one of my concerns is that, has anybody ever thought of putting together an organization, not an organization, but using the Free State Project as that avenue or that tool to start that free market of that private insurance, where, like, if the government were to take Ian's property unlawfully, every, let's say we had 50,000 members, then everybody would put a dollar in to give your property back.
Yeah, there have been actually organizations that have existed that have that concept. I believe Save a Patriot is one of them. I'm not too impressed with Save a Patriot because they have that exact concept where you join up and you're in this organization. And if something happens to you, you file a claim, and then they're supposed to step in and bail you out. But the problem with them is they won't claim how many members they have. So you're joining an organization completely blind. You have no idea what exactly it is that you're getting into.
You're not saying the Free State Project would do that, right?
Oh, no. The Free State Project is simply an organization to get people to New Hampshire. That what you're coming up with would have to be something that you would do or another entrepreneur would do. Somebody needs to take the initiative and create these organizations. If someone creates them, I'm sure they'll find customers. Certainly.
Because I don't know if you can speak for most of the members on the Free State Project.
How could I? They're all individuals.
Mm-hmm. Right. But with talking with them, because you talk more to them than I do.
Okay.
What is their view on the income tax? Because you know this is my issue, is that everybody calls in, people I talk to on a daily basis, they're like, well, what are we going to do? Right. What's the answer? People call in about the 9/11 conspiracy. That's fine. But, you know, stop getting hung up on it, and let's focus on the problem. And the problem is bigger government, like what you always preach about.
I can't imagine free staters not being for, or I can't imagine free staters being for the income tax. I think that you're going to find the majority of them would like to see it go away.
State or federal.
Yeah.
So the problem is this. If everybody got together, like everybody's getting together with the Free State, well, not everybody, but a majority, a good portion of people are getting together with the Free State Project.
Mm-hmm.
If everybody were just to get together and make an oath, you know, like what you did, and say, look, if I can get another 20,000 people, I'll stop paying income taxes. Because the problem is the income tax. The government has no checks and balances when it goes to spend money. It just keeps borrowing and borrowing and borrowing.
I totally agree.
It's sort of what We the People is doing. Is it givingmeliberty.org?
Well, We the People suing the government. They're not saying...
But they're asking people to sign up as co-litigants.
And not pay until
I'm a part of the We the People as well. But it's, you know, but there's, you know, I understand the lawsuit and I understand all this other stuff. But it's just like, we need to stand up and do something now. But the key word here is we.
You know, I agree totally.
I can't do it all. You can't do it all.
Absolutely. So the question would be, how many people would it take to encourage another group? They're the fence sitters, like Mark. He's somebody who's sitting on the fence. He pays his taxes, maybe cuts corners here and there, but he does still file his income taxes. The question, I guess, would be for someone like you, Mark, what would it take if you knew for a fact, and of course the question is, obviously you don't want to use Pledge Bank because somebody could just scam the whole thing, but if you knew for a fact that there were 20,000, 50,000, whatever X number is, if you knew that number X was out there, that number of people out there willing to also not pay income taxes, what would it take for you to jump on board of that?
How many people?
That's the question, yeah. How many people would
all
it take?
At once? But there's already supposedly, we've said the number, 67 million Americans who don't pay income tax.
Right, but they aren't organized in any way.
No, they're not.
That's the key. The key that we're not organized. And I cannot find any answer other than we need to be organized, period.
I agree completely. So, Mark, what would the number of organized individuals take for you?
It'd be a lot, because here's the reason. I'm slowly growing in celebrity, especially in a certain political movement.
Imagine if you were just somebody who wasn't a celebrity.
Though. Okay, then I probably the number wouldn't be as large. 50,000.
50,000? I feel like that's a pretty large number.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling
what
you.
If it came with the, what if
going to do it?
But wait, what if it came with the insurance policy idea of if you get assessed or whatever, they'll bail you out?
Oh well, that would be a lot easier.
Like what
if and that's the reason why I bring it up, because see how Mark took that? And all the people I talk to on a daily basis, they need some type of insurance.
They need insurance, yeah. And they need courage. And I think that both
I've got neither.
Both things can be promoted, but it's going to take somebody, some sort of entrepreneur, maybe you, Paul, to step up and create this organization from scratch. Somebody's got to do it. Sitting here talking about it isn't going to do it. And I can tell you, I don't have time for it. I got my hands full. But there's going to be 19,999 other people moving here, and hopefully somebody will take your idea and run with it. And I hope it's you, because eventually you should be able to profit from it. Like, if you are actually going to protect people from the seizures of the IRS, you should be making a profit off of that, my friend. I wouldn't necessarily have a problem with it. I'm sure some people would. Some people will get uppity and say, oh, this is for the good of America. This is for the good of us all. You don't need to be profiting on this. And I say...
Some people just don't like the idea of somebody profiting anyway.
I say the only way to get it to happen is to profit from it. And, in fact, that's why Free Talk Live has been as successful as it's been at recruiting for the Free State Project, because we're the only ones out there profiting from it. Everybody else, they'll tell their friends, they'll tell their family members here and there, but you're not really, it'll be good for you because you'll get other people on board, but you're not tangibly benefiting from it.
The other reason why I suggest this is because, like, with this stuff that's going on with Ed, I pack all my guns up, and I'm ready to go up there with him, and I can't leave because I have a girlfriend who's dying from cancer.
Oh, my.
But if there was a fund set up, like an insurance thing, and I really need to jump on and research this, because then people that can't come, they can still contribute to the movement.
Here's what you should do. Look into Save a Patriot, and then figure out how you can make it better. Because I would never join Save a Patriot, but they've got a similar...
I used to be a member of Save a Patriot. That's why I left.
why did you leave, exactly?
Well, one of the reasons why I left is because they're specifically, anybody that comes in can't have a pre-existing problem, and second of all, they weren't paying out.
Yeah, I got all I could feel when I heard about Save the Patriot was scam, scam, scam. There's going to have to be some sort of transparency to make people feel good about joining the organization, and unfortunately, that transparency may lead to the targeting of the people behind the organization as well. So figure out how to make it better, and we'll help you promote it. Thanks, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk.
Hey, ladies. If you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing product you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, One thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. It, you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll-free line. For you, that's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, and that does include the listener map. We've got over 1,000, well over 1,700, actually, listeners on the listener map at map.freetalklive.com, and you can add yourself to it for free, map.freetalklive.com.
Register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February the 23rd through the 25th, 2007. Meet libertarian superstars John Stossel, Michael Bednarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. Like Free Talk Live, freestateproject.org, that's slash Liberty Forum, that's freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum.
It's not good to toot your own horn, Mark.
I toot my own horn because who the heck is going to toot it?
What? Your wife? 800-259-9231.
Only if I ask really nice.
Let's go to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, John, what's on your mind?
Hey, you were talking about the Brown case earlier.
We were.
And I wanted to just tell people, you're considering coming up from around the country, and God bless you all for doing that. Consider staying in New Hampshire, or consider it a chance to scout it out for a future home. This
sure.
is going to be the home of liberty. This is where the new American Revolution is taking place.
It's already started, hasn't it, John?
There's the first 1,000. There's 1,000 people that have pledged to come here. And you know what, folks? If you're not part of that list, hey, guess what? Get in the race. Beat those people here. I'm here, and I intentionally didn't want to be part of that list. I was hoping everybody would beat me to that list because I'm here. You know what? Everybody, come on. Let's get on the big rush to come to New Hampshire because this is where it's happening.
And I think as more time goes on, more exciting things continue to happen, more people are going to make that connection in their minds that, yeah, John in New Hampshire, Free Talk Live, they're right. I really do need to get serious about this. And whether you use Ed Brown as an excuse to come up and visit New Hampshire, or better yet, the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, a nice weekend-long excuse to come up here and check out the state, stay a few extra days, tool around. I mean, it's so easy to get across the state.
It's two hours. And it's beautiful. It's absolutely gorgeous. People might have heard the news of, you know, here in Salem, I had power out for a day. Hey, big deal. Guess what? I can live without power, you know. It was absolutely gorgeous. The ice on the trees looked like they were made of glass.
You're absolutely right on this one. John, people think that it's only gorgeous here during fall, but in fact, it's gorgeous here all the time. You don't go for a drive any day and not go, wow.
I'm glad you're getting acclimated,
my friend. But people, even if you don't agree with the Browns or that's something that you do not want to participate in, consider the amount of the energy that's here, that folks are willing to do that. And there's a handful that want to do that, and there's a handful that, you know, even like Mark, you know, Mark doesn't want to go up there because there's a certain, you know, discomfort level. But
right, he doesn't want to get shot.
other things that people are doing. There's plenty of people, both local and new people, who they're finding their comfort level.
Here's one example of exactly what you're saying. You can actually support Ed Brown. For instance, this weekend in Keene, there's going to be a roadside sign holding in Keene on behalf of Ed Brown. That'd be a good way to support Ed without actually putting yourself in the crosshairs.
Yeah, and you know what? Even if people are not conditioned to being that brave, because we've all been told by the media that this is an armed standoff, and that's not true either.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people that are prepared to do that. There's other people that are perfectly peaceful people. I was glad to see the Margot, whatever her name is, in the Concord Monitor. She said the Gandhi admirers, and finally that's getting some press. These are not all violent people who are going there.
There's people
who are standing on principle. Whatever the principle is, we should not have an armed standoff with the government.
John, have you been out to Ed's house yet?
I have not yet. I was working like crazy at my regular job, and I have to fix an exhaust leak on my car. And my friend Lauren said that would be a good idea because you don't need to fall asleep on the way out there.
Oh, no.
I do need to sleep, but I don't need to do it on the highway.
Now, the one thing I have
I'm looking at when I do go out there. Russell had mentioned on the forum and h3.com that, you know, Ed likes the American flag and all that. And unfortunately for me, I cannot fly that proudly anymore. But if he wants that, I'll donate it.
Hey, right on.
I'm also thinking that people coming from around the country may not be quite conditioned to the New Hampshire weather. There's plenty of thrift stores where you can just go pick up a nice down jacket, winter hats, winter
gloves.
Good
suggestion. Here's the other
stores,
thing.
And I'm going to actually bring some over and donate them because I plan on getting there this week.
Good idea, John. And let us
know
what happens when you do.
New Hampshire.
Thanks. I'm so used to hearing thanks for the call. Thanks for the call, John. We appreciate it. And in regards to his suggestions, if you've never experienced the winter weather before, I can't say I'm an expert or anything, but I was talking to you about this off the air, Mark. If you're out at Ed Brown's house, there's been no salting. There's been no chemicals thrown down to make the walking easier. There are icy conditions. It is very snowy.
Bring your crampons.
You're gonna need to be careful. And this is the only time when the New Hampshire beauty can really get you in trouble, because it's so beautiful in New Hampshire. You just want to look around. And if you're walking on ice, you don't want to be looking around.
No looking around when you're on ice.
Right. If you aren't looking at the ground right where your feet are landing. If you aren't paying total attention to the ground in front of you, you could be in big trouble. Like slipping, falling, breaking things. You don't want that.
No, especially when those things are part of you.
Yeah, so be careful. 800, I'm sure if you've got a lot of experience in snow, you're laughing at me like,
Most people seem to, so
Florida,
you know, it's just us.
But I think now I was actually refreshed by you saying, Mark, that you're finding it beautiful in the wintertime here.
It's cold.
Because
Ian,
you were concerned that it was going to be so ugly and depressing.
It's not the ugly aspect, it's that there's not a lot of sunlight that comes out, and that
there's
especially
actually
people.
Been a fair amount of sunlight. In fact, if you look at the statistics.
No, that's not fair at all.
If you look at the statistics, there's actually barely, there's not really a big differential between Florida and New Hampshire, as far as sunlight is concerned.
I find that very, very difficult to imagine.
There is a difference, but it's not huge.
I just can't imagine that being true.
Well, go to weather.com and take a look for yourself.
Okay.
Look at the statistics.
What sections of Florida are we talking about here?
I don't know. Florida in general.
No, Florida in general.
800-259. Maybe Sarasota.
Big, long, curved state.
1-800-259-9231. But I was very pleased to hear that that you were happy with the beauty around here during the wintertime. Because I thought that you were going to be complaining about, oh, there's no leaves on the trees and it's cold out.
It's cold.
But it's really not as bad as I expected it to be, the cold. If you're moving around in it, it's not a big deal. If you've got the proper insulation, it's not a big deal either. So it's really overrated. The cold, overrated. 800-259-9231. So then, let's get back to the FCC, Mark.
Yes.
Because we were talking about getting rid of it earlier, and you were concerned because, well, you thought people that are new to the show might be concerned about this.
Well, I can't imagine somebody listening to a discussion about the getting rid of the FCC, and, you know, they more or less have two functions, I think, that most people would recognize as A.
Control of spectrum.
Yeah, they regulate the spectrum.
And control of content.
And, yeah, control of content. And mostly what that content boils down to these days is you can't say seven words, which are really just four words. But
it's not really honestly true.
No, it's not.
The content regulations also have to do with so-called obscenity and indecency.
And
which don't necessarily have to include those words.
What's the one word you like to use? Pandering?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I understand that, and people are concerned with that. But what I want to do is I want to have a conversation to assuage that concern about, you know, people using the F-bomb on the air. Now, yes, some people will use, if the FCC goes away, some people will use the F-bomb on the air. It's absolutely
I've heard
true.
It on public radio.
Have you?
Sure, in songs. They play songs with
oh,
the
yeah.
word.
Yeah, they do. Lots of songs have lyrics that, you know, don't get regulated out and nobody really knows and nobody cares. It's because it's on a rock station where everybody listening to it's essentially the same demographic, likes the music, isn't going to call the FCC and complain.
You know, I'm
Grandma's not listening.
I'm glad you brought it up because it's an easy, easy objection to answer. And we'll come up with that here in a moment.
Yep.
800-259-9231. But what about the F word and my children's sensitive ears? We'll explain all. On the way, Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wristies is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wristies provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and Wristies provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wristies now at wristies.com. That's Wristies, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, wristies.com. Once again, wristies.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything in the toll-free number. 800-259-9231. Pack at 8.net toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. Even in these remaining moments, just enough time for your call if you make it now. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, we give them away. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. No, no, no. It shouldn't be that way. We do it for free at freetalklive.com. Though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at amazon.freetalklive.com. Yeah, you know them. The world's largest internet retailer. 35 categories of products for you to shop in. Everything from furniture to office products to DVDs, books, toys. I mean, you name it. If it's at a department store, Amazon probably sells it. They probably sell it for less. And you'll likely get free Super Saver shipping when you order. But the added bonus is a percentage of your purchase goes to Free Talk Live if you buy through Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Also, don't forget your Free Talk Live t-shirts and Free Talk Live hats, which are available through store.FreeTalkLive.com and other Free Talk Live-related merchandise at store.FreeTalkLive.com. So, the solution to those parents' concerns out there, those of you who are concerned about your children hearing the F word and the S word. Because at the beginning of the hour, we were talking about getting rid of the FCC and replacing it with, well, nothing. I mean, replacing it with, as far as spectrum allocation goes,
property rights.
So therefore, if you were there first, homesteading or whatever, then you would be able to go to court and say, hey, I was here first and here's my proof and, you know, screw off, get this guy off my frequency, if that was an issue. But if the FCC wasn't involved, then there's so much spectrum out there that individual industries would be easily able to just sort of settle into an area of spectrum and expand their technology to increase their bandwidth and to increase their capability within that spectrum. And for an example, just look at all of the wonderful things that have been done with the 2.4 gigahertz spectrum. Look at the Wi-Fi. Look at your cordless phones in your home. There's a variety of different devices that all share that little chunk of spectrum. And that's a chunk of spectrum that the FCC doesn't really regulate. They've sort of let it to, they've given it open field, if you will, allow anybody to come in and experiment with it. And it's worked just fine. But your concern was, Mark, for those parents out there that are worried about the idea of the FCC leaving the airwaves and allowing anybody who wants to get on with a transmitter to get on and spout whatever sort of profanity they want to. What's the solution?
Well, the solution is it's simple, is the market will regulate it all by itself. But, you know, people...
Yeah, but what if somebody got themselves a little FM transmitter and just put on a loop of George Carlin's 7 Dirty Words?
Then you wouldn't have to turn it off.
Then you what now?
You'd turn it off.
Yeah, but what if the kids got in the car without you there, turned the keys, and scanned over to that frequency? Then they'd hear bad words.
Well, what if the kids got on the internet without you there and looked at donkey porn?
That's an excellent point. You can't look at donkey porn on the radio.
No, I mean, right, currently parents have in their house a device that they leave their children with unregulated.
Yeah, but they give their kids one.
And, you know, there's you know, maybe they have this Surf Safe kind of software on there, which I think makes things better. But, you know, the radio, please.
That's a perfect rebuttal, but here's a better one. For those who, parents who are really concerned with this, and I don't think they're listening to this show, but for those parents who are really concerned with kids hearing naughty things, look to the satellite television business for an example of how the market will solve this problem for you. In the satellite television business, there are receivers that are designed specifically to receive certain programming. For instance, there is a porn receiver. You know how you've got DirecTV, there's that little set-top box that you set up and you plug mm-hmm. the satellite dish into?
Yes.
Well, there is a set-top box for porn.
Specifically, you
can get nothing but adult entertainment on this set-top box.
So you add the box to your already existing?
No, it's just a it's its own set-top box.
So you can get all the other channels and the porn.
I don't think it goes along with DirecTV. It's just for porn.
Huh.
Like, you'd have to have another DirecTV receiver if you wanted all the regular packages. This isn't a DirecTV thing. It's a totally separate private company that has essentially launched its own porn satellite, or has rented space on an existing satellite to broadcast multiple channels of porn. And you have to buy their receiver in order to get that particular product. On the other side of the coin, as I understand it, there are also, I haven't actually seen this product, but I understand that it's out there. There are these satellite networks that are essentially Christian broadcasting networks, Truth Broadcasting Network, Christian Broadcasting Network. I think those are a couple of their names. And I believe they also have a Christian-friendly satellite TV service where it doesn't matter how many times your kids hit the channel button, they're just going to be cycling through Christian channels.
Yep.
There are no other channels that they could possibly access. So
VeggieTales on the cartoon channel.
That's exactly what my point. So if you want to restrict your children's access to things, the responsibility is on you. You seek out those services, you install the equipment in your home or your car, and then you let your kids go crazy with them. They can't, it's locked up. The channels aren't available. You can't get to them on the Christian-only receiver. You can't hack them or anything like that. You just can't do it.
Somehow,
so the same thing would happen for radio.
Somehow I don't think that children are going to find, I can't imagine a 10-year-old boy listening to Howard Stern, and he's got to be the epitome of shock jockiness.
Sure.
I can't imagine,
especially now that he's on satellite,
a 10-year-old boy finding that entertaining. I mean, he might go,
he said poopy.
Yeah, he said, well, you know, whatever, but Howard Stern talks about adult themes.
Sure.
And I don't think that it's going to be interesting to a young child.
Probably not.
It's not going to, you know, maybe for the novelty of it, maybe for the fact that he can get away with, you know, something that mom and dad don't know about. But you're just talking about an event. You're not talking about a lifestyle. This child isn't going to listen to this every day.
Probably not.
You know, if the child says some bad words in front of you, learns bad words, wash their mouth out with soap.
And your 10-year-old certainly isn't going to be able to get a credit card and buy his own Sirius receiver and install it in his own car. I mean, Howard Stern's inaccessible to 10-year-olds.
Howard Stern was on the radio, and we're talking about an America where the FCC doesn't exist, so somebody could conceivably jump in and be Howard Stern on the radio.
Certainly.
I don't think that necessarily would happen because
it could. No, I think it might. I mean, there's certainly a demand for adult content. But the point is, it's their parents' responsibility.
I agree.
So if you're one of those, and there are parents out there that it's their life's mission, as misguided and misdirected as I think it is, and as bad of an idea as I think it is, it's their life's mission to insulate their children from all possible negative influences.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are the types of parents that will be Johnny on the spot to sign up for a brand new CRS, Christian Radio Service.
Can't remember. No.
The Christian Radio Service. It'll be a satellite-only service. that's broadcast to North America, and you purchase their receiver, or maybe your church will give you a grant. Maybe the churches will be distributing receivers. I mean, think about how the market can handle this. Churches be distributing individualized receivers or receivers for their particular spectrum or their message that they want to portray to people. And they might even have an installer at your local church. People go in, they'll say, come on down, get rid of that filthy FM and AM radio and install the CRS radio. You smiling, Mark, but this could be really, I mean, this could be a moneymaker for these people.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You don't think these Christian parents want this stuff?
Depends on how much it costs to broadcast.
Well, they'd probably just be begging for money every day. Probably get it for
free. That's what they do on most of the Christian channels.
And
they're successful.
They get it. Somebody's calling those 800 numbers.
Yeah, but you remember 1420 WBRD down in Bradenton.
Yeah.
They were run by a Baptist church. It's not like they were raking in the dough. I know. The guy called me and he's like, hey, can you help me with my sales department? I don't have one.
If you don't think Pat Robertson or one of those big boys in the Christian church, if the mega church leaders, if you don't think they can spring for a satellite channel.
Oh, he can, sure.
Right. So he's going to go ahead and spring for a satellite channel. They've already got satellite
channels. Your preacher
channels.
Has to like Pat Robertson, and then, your preacher may very well not.
Yeah.
That's, you know, I mean, that's what you're talking about.
Well, then what they could do is what they could do is they could have an FM radio that only tunes to one frequency. They have those.
Yes, but who would put it in their car?
Some freaky Christians that want to lock their kids
out.
They want to lock their... You have to understand, Mark, you and I don't think this way, but these Christians that want to insulate their children will do whatever it takes.
They remove the car from the stereo from your car. Unhook
it. Do that, too.
Sing Jesus Loves Me while you guys go to school.
All right. It's been Ian here with
you. And Mark.
So there's the vision for an FCC-free America. It could happen.
Jesus,
and you know what?
Loves me.
For those of you radio station owners listening to this, all concerned about this idea, it'll be good for the radio business as well, because the FCC is slowly killing it. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.